Siempre.
Chile is for Chileans, screamed this man. It was a small but passionate demonstration in front of Chile's presidential palace, called to protest against what these people describe as an invasion from undocumented immigrants.
We are against those who come here illegally, without papers.
What most infuriates me is that they come to Chile and they will not even learn our national anthem.
As they sang the national anthem, members of a countermarch staged a flash attack on the demonstrators with noise bombs, sticks, and rocks. At least two people were injured. In the last few months, thousands of undocumented migrants, the majority from Venezuela, have crossed into Chile through illegal border crossings, mainly in the northern Atacama Desert. Many sleep on the streets. Some beg, others steal to survive.
Like the United States, Chile is becoming a magnet for migrants, migrants who are looking for a better life. But unlike the United States, Chile is a much smaller and a less rich country. And that is creating, as you can see, tremendous tension.
Last week, a small group of angry Chileans burned tents belonging to Venezuelan migrants who were living in squalor in a plaza in the northern city of Iquique. Some describe these protesters as fascists, but they call themselves patriots.
I'm just a Chilean citizen defending my own country because migration is good, but not at this level and not in this way, you know?
As they demonstrated, across the street, a nervous street sweeper, a migrant, rushed past. Chile's government says it wants to deport all undocumented migrants, but it is doing little or nothing to stop them from coming in. And it is not yet providing humanitarian shelters and aid for men, women, and children who have nowhere to go when they get here. While many Chileans feel compassion and solidarity towards the migrants, demonstrations like this one, while small, are a reflection of growing intolerance towards undocumented and impoverished migrants who see this country as their only hope. Lucia Newman, Al Jazeera, Santiago.